Teddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Teddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 16th of November.
It was a mixed bag today, wasn't it, Mark?
Was, wasn't it? God. That's some good advice.
We talk about dreadlocks. We talk about salt on your skin, you know, when you go to the beach.
Yeah, I like that.
When it evaporates. We had Anthony overseas, he called us.
Lick your own arm half an hour later and get like a salt lick.
See, that's why my dog Bear licks my back of the neck and my legs when I go to the gym, because I'm salty or sweaty.
Yeah,
and
don't. Then okay. Yeah, there's something wrong about that.
Okay.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Peter Frampton did that song. Peter Frampton.
What about Big Mountain?
Oh, they did it. They did a remake for Reality Bites in 1994.
Did Big Mountain do anything else? I've never heard of them.
Haven't you? I know they did
that
one.
Song.
Yeah. I think. But the lads who did the Big Mountain, very Rastafarian, yeah. Sort of. And
came
they had
the Small Hill.
And they had all their dreadies and all that sort of stuff. And that's like my mate Squizzy. Hey, Squizzy. He used to have his dreadies back in the day. Oh, did you ever have dreadlocks?
No.
No.
No, you just look at those and just look dirty. Don't people get animals that grow inside their dreadlocks? Like they're deliberately.
They reckon that was an urban myth that there were spiders in dreadlocks.
Yeah.
That someone cut it off and there was all these spiders. Oh. They, because you're arachnophobic. No, they didn't. It is 20 to 7. Squizzy, give us a call. Did you ever have spiders in your dreadlocks? 1-3-3-5-3.
Or sticks? Anything?
Sure was, brother. I ended up. Oh.
How do you start dreadlocks? Do you just rub your head in the dirt and just and then not wash?
Yeah, no.
I don't understand. Do you do that? Or
don't they just twist it? Can we have someone with a dreadlock?
Anyone working on dreadlocks? How do you do it?
On the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M. Look, but before that, we must talk about surf, because we had our surf reporter Frothing Phil.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like you like to get in the surf and let all the...
I love that crunchy feeling when you put your shirt on over the top of the salt.
I've got to wash all the salt off before I put a T-shirt on, otherwise I'll scratch and itch. And
just reminds me I've been to the beach. G'day, Scott from Canwell.
G'day, mate.
How you going, boys?
Not too bad. Are you sold on or sold off?
Well, we've got two birds with one stone here, the dreadies and the salt.
So you little ripper.
The salt, righto. Well, hang on, the dreadies first, we'll get that out of the way. Yep. That's a myth about spiders in dreadies. You don't, animals don't, fester in your dreadies. You grow mushrooms in your dreadies.
Do you really?
What?
Sorry, mate.
You could grow mushrooms. There's enough. Yeah. There's enough grime in there.
Are you serious? Are you really?
Oh no, it's just that I grew mushrooms in my car in Darwin, and I thought, well, I grew because it was so hot and humid, and my car would leak, and they were in the carpet, so there were mushrooms growing. So I thought it may have happened in your hair. How do you get your dreadies first, though, Scotty?
Oh, how do I get them?
Yeah, how do you do the dreads?
Oh, mine were just like natural, pretty much. Like I just had long hair and surfing all the time and everything. They just dreaded up. I was pretty grotty.
Just from not washing your hair, like, because if you wash your hair, you don't get dreadies, right?
No, well, I don't know. I'm not a hairdresser or nothing, mate. But
there you go.
I just did all the time and everything, and me long hair just sort of dreaded up, and yeah.
So okay, that's the dreadies out.
Just went with it. Okay, we've solved the dready mystery. Now for the salt.
Yeah, well, the salt. Well, I never usually wash straight away. I'm not like you, Paddy. I can put a shirt on after surfing and that. But one thing that I always forget about, but you always got salt in your eyelashes after. So when you rub your eyes, like later on,
yeah.
My eyes are burning
and they're crunchy,
like Ralph Wiggum on The Simpsons. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
The eyelashes and behind your ears. You always forget that bit.
But, Scotty, you know, mate, I can't even go. If I buy a new shirt, whether it's a T-shirt or a collared shirt, I have to have everything washed before I wear it. I just can't. I cannot stand that feeling.
You're a special character, mate.
Mate. Hey, Scotty, for calling this morning, we're going to give you a 6-pack of Triple M Froppies.
Well, beautiful. Hey, let's have a shout-out to the NCCB, the North Central Coast Bodyboarders.
Hey, to the North Central Coast Bodyboarders.
The NCCB. Nice work.
Yeah. Yo, all right, Scotty.
Nice one, Scotty. Go well, brother.
Thanks for that, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, mate. Enjoy that beer. And we've got Squizzy with us. G'day, Squiz.
G'day, G'day, boys. How you doing?
Not too bad. Former dreadlock boy back in the day, weren't you, Chrissy?
Mate, now I'm just all scalp.
Did you think those dreadlocks were going to go, mate?
All scalp.
Mate, I never thought they were going to go away. I was thinking this is me for life now. And then, what do you call it? Male pattern baldness had a different idea.
Because the girls love the dreadies.
Did you have like a ceremony to say goodbye to the dreadies? Because you'd have to cut them off. They didn't just fall out. Like a whole dread didn't fall out of your head.
No, that's right, mate. Actually, when I cut them off, two things. I've actually still got the dreadlocks, which is a bit gross, but I've still got them. In like a box, all bound together. And then we'll get to that later. And then when I did cut them off, I looked like Darth Maul. So all these little nubbins hanging on top of my head. So,
Darth Maul. Yeah, okay.
Squizzy, did you find, like Rob thinks that if you've got dreadies, it's very, very dirty. Were you able to wash them properly and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, you've got dread wash, you know, and I was married back then too, so like there was some sort of cleanliness requirements to be in the same room as other people. But we had like a dread wash thing, and once they got mature enough or whatever, I had them for about 10 years, I could just wash mine with sort of normal shampoo. But I have one either side of the fence there, Robbie, because I did actually have a spider in my dreads at one stage.
Oh, see?
So, okay, that was one.
One's enough.
Okay, no, Scotty had none.
Yeah,
Chris had one.
Spider in the dreads. Oh, wow. Okay. Did they stink at all? Like, when you, it's like, that dirty sort of smell.
Yeah, so when they did, my dreads used to stink when they were drying after I'd been for a surf or something like that. It was... And then when they got, they got so long in the end, Robbie, that they actually tried to kill me every time I was in the surf. Because they'd put up my arms and I'd go to dive under a wave or whatever, and there'd be a whole pile of dreads caught under my armpit trying to pull my head back. It was a bloody disaster.
Like tentacles from a box jellyfish.
Okay. You're painting a beautiful picture, Squizzy.
And then, the best part about all of it was after I cut them off, I went for a surf at Blue Bay with my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And, I've duck dive under and come up, and I've gone to flick my head, to get my hair out of my eyes. Yep. And I've looked like I'm pulling a calendar shoot because I had no hair. And I've gone to flick my hair over, and Mark's just looking at me straight in the eye, like, what are you doing?
hey, Squiz, mate, we've got a six-pack of Triple M Froffy for you as well. Thanks to Central Coast Brewer. You can have that, mate.
You beauty.
Good on you, Chrissy. Thanks for that, mate. Thanks for the chat, boys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, what's he doing?
He's got a pretty buff body.
Yeah.
You know, similarities. But it doesn't come with that serious commitment. That's where the similarities are.
He gets up early in the morning. He gets up about 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, how old do you reckon he is?
He's 56 or 55.
Jeez, like to be your mate. He's 51. He's revealed.
Sorry.
He looks good, I think.
Oh, he's really buff.
He used to get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I told you.
And what would he do at 2:30?
Well, he'd do his gym because he was associated with
F45. No, you're right, way off the mark. First, he would do a morning prayer.
Yeah, he's very religious. He's Catholic.
Very religious. And then he'd do his workout before starting his day.
And he'd play golf.
For breakfast, he would have like oats, blueberries, peanut butter, and eggs. Oh, that sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's stopped doing that. He gets up at 3:30, so he gets an hour of sleep in. Welcome to the club, the 3:30 club. And he fasts for 18 hours a day.
Oh, geez, I thought, I didn't realize what you said then.
He fasts. There's an S in it.
Oh, good. I'm there. Jeez, does he?
There's two S's, sorry.
So he fasts from what time to what time? What time?
Oh my God.
What time
he
is
will
he
fast
from?
From 6 p.m. in the evening till 12 p.m. the following day.
Oh, he does not.
Yes.
He doesn't eat from 6 till midday the next day.
He must go to bed early.
Oh, he's an idiot now.
Big dinner at 5:30.
I admire him.
and then go to bed before you get hungry, then wake up hungry. But
then he trains and does all his training.
Yeah.
Has a little bit of a prayer session.
We'll see what he does.
More fasting.
He downs a bunch of supplements and vitamins, including turmeric, vitamin C and D.
Oh, right. Was that before 6 o'clock?
That's in the morning so that he can survive through midday.
So what's the similarities between you and him?
Well, I don't eat much before midday either.
Jeez, you did all right. Oh, what about yesterday? No, you were caught coming out of Woolies at Erin Affair with four boxes of Quality Street chocolates.
That is frugal. That is frugal Christmas shopping.
That is, no.
Yeah, I'm just preparing for the festive season.
And I looked in your car today and it is full of Quality Street chocolate wrappers.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're making that up.
So what are you going to do?
Well, when things are half price, because I would never, I ever pay full price for anything at Woolies ever again, because you go in, there's always something on special.
Yeah, you buy the specials.
I can shop just by walking along the end of each aisle.
Yeah, you look for the yellow tags.
You get
tags.
All those things on the end of the aisle that are all half price.
Oh, look for the yellow tags.
Yeah.
Look, speaking of monetary things, there's got nothing to do.
You look surprised, please, when you get your box of chocolates.
Yes, I will, half eaten and melted that you've left in.
But they were half price.
Look, if you had a kid yesterday, 8th billionth child was born yesterday. So it could have been here on the Central Coast. I don't know where. But the UN said the world's population has hit 8 billion. Just 11 years after passing the 7 billion milestone.
Yeah, you can do. You can just say, hey, listen, has everyone got 15 cents? Imagine if every person chucked in 15 cents.
Oh, wouldn't you be wealthy? Giving it to someone, of course. After a big surge in the middle of the 20th century, population growth is already slowing down. It could take 15 years, they reckon, to reach 9 billion, and the UN doesn't expect to reach 10 billion until about 2080, if we're still around and kicking. So I don't think our world's population can handle
it. We can't take that.
No, not 10 billion people.
Have a look at the plastic in the ocean already.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, we're doing stuff about that, mate. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're doing stuff about that.
We're colonising Mars. That's what we're doing.
Oh, fuck. We will never be on Mars, mate.
We need a planet.
We will never. Why don't we look after this one?
Right. Fire our rubbish into space, remember?
And nuclear power. Triple M. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. And the big news, though, was yesterday, Robert, at 10 to 8, was Anthony Albanese. The big meat. Elbow meeting with the president of China.
He's pretty pleased with himself. Sort of look, you know, like, actually, you know what? More business than I was expecting from Albo. Like, he's asked the tough questions, said that, you know, we're not backing down. Let's look after Australia.
Well, that's what he said.
Someone else would have heard it.
Yeah, you know, when you,
yeah, I told him.
Yeah, what did you say? I gave it to him. I said, if you don't leave those other nations alone, you're going to be in big trouble from us, pal. Did you really say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in so many words.
But it was only a short meeting. The president of America met with him for about 3 hours. Our prime minister didn't meet with the.
Didn't quite get 3 hours.
No. But anyway, look, the thing is, he met. Over in Bali?
I did. Positive talk.
Good. Exactly.
Hello, Triple M.
Hello and good morning. It's Mr. Overseas. Greetings and salutations to my two favourite Central Coastians, Paddy and Rob Palmer. Or as they say in Balinese, I'm not fierce, that's this too.
Quick pronunciation.
Overseas again, Mr. Overseas.
Yes, of course. This is where I do some of my best work.
Of course you do.
I love the G20 summit, I love Bali more.
Now, why is that, Mr. Overseas? Tell us.
After meeting on the sidelines with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I hope to visit Semiak.
Beautiful.
I love Indonesian food, especially the nasi goreng.
Oh, me too.
I sat down with a Sing Jar or a cider and Bob's your uncle in Bali.
Yeah.
You got a stick guard on this phone.
How long was this meeting you had with the Chinese president, Mr. Overseas?
Exactly 32 minutes. I timed it on my Seiko. Domo had a brief meeting with Xi Jinping in 2019.
That's right.
But unless you belong to some happy clapper group or go for the sharkies, you would have nothing in common with that man.
Yeah. Now, what did you guys talk about, you and the president?
Oh, stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Right.
He did pass on some secrets when cooking sweet and sour sausages and spring rolls.
Did he?
But once again, Bob's your uncle.
Yes. Yeah,
right. So I keep stomping on that one as well.
Yeah, low down.
So there was another summit in Bali before the G20 summit as well, sir.
Yes, yes, it was. It was the G-Spot Summit. Oh. It wasn't very well attended.
No. It wasn't?
No, not really. No one could find where it was.
Right.
Until next overseas trip, sayonara, Central Coast.
See ya.
Good day.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.